The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
This is Matthew Millhiser, also known as Hokey Boy, and I listen to Mike and Michelle on the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 278 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show, very happy that summer is finally here, is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
And the big news is we're broadcasting from brand new Mickey Miles Podcast Studios.
That's right. We have an expansive studio, and we're still trying out certain things, sound checks and everything, so please bear with us. Things will get better, we promise.
Yay! So, Mike, since we last talked, I've been to Austin, I'm off to New York, the weather's nicer, you're getting ready for the BAA 10K.
Yep.
I haven't done much to get ready for the BAA 10K, but so we're excited.
Getting there, it's about a month away, so
it'll be
fun.
All right, so the first thing on our agenda is we have a shout-out, and that shout-out is to dear friends of the show, and they are Dave and Eileen Lawrence. And Mike, why do you think we're giving them a shout-out? What do you know about Dave and Eileen Lawrence?
Because Dave and Eileen together have, they usually have a number of Fitbit steps better than any other couple.
That's true. But what else about them when it comes to races and cheering for people?
They're always there cheering.
Yeah, they're great. So our buddy Tammy Burkett Cubis did the New York Buffalo half, I think. And Dave didn't even know Tammy and went out there and not only cheered her on, but also ran with her for a bit. So Dave and Eileen, you guys are awesome. Not only are they very accomplished athletes on their own, but they're always the first to step up and cheer.
I had a lot of fun cheering with Dave on Marathon Sunday, I believe it was this past January. Eileen was there and Dave was there, and he's got so much energy. He's just clapping and everything. It was so much fun to talk with Dave, and I even photobombed the picture with him and Mike Roman.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Yeah, that's nice. So anyway, do you want to tell the announcement? Because we let the Mickey Milers know a little bit early, but we've released it to the public. Do you want to tell everybody what we're planning for Wine and Dine?
Well, we have secured an Illuminations dessert party for Wine and Dine, and it will be held on Sunday, November 8th. It'll be at 8:15, and through the efforts of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, Becky Menken and Annette, I almost said Annette Funicello, Annette Owens, we are excited to hold yet another dessert party. I'm excited because I hope that the menu I picked out is going to be
well-received. Yeah, you picked out the menu this time.
So we'll see what happens.
So what sort of things are we looking at?
We're looking at desserts.
There must be kale salad because that's your favorite food.
Kale salad. what else? Oatmeal cookies. What else do I like?
Your pizza. Your own pizza.
Grapefruit beer. Although it is Epcot. But yeah, so that's so it's Sunday, November 8th. It'll be it's the night after the half marathon, and it's at 8:15, and it's going to be somewhere in Epcot. We're not particularly sure yet where we're going to hold it. I mean, we do have an idea, but we want to be sure about the location before we tell everybody.
But it's all about the hanging out with friends, eating desserts, and showing off your bling. And I've said this before on the show. I've done these dessert parties many times, and it never gets old for me.
No, I mean, I think the idea is not necessarily just the desserts, Michelle, but being able to relax and watch Illuminations, and who knows what new wrinkles in Illuminations may be there by November. Who knows?
All right. So if you want tickets, we'll put a link in our show notes, but you go on to Eventbrite and look up Mickey Miles Podcast. It's the November 8th Bling Fest. And some people have already asked us about doing one in January. So we're working on that.
Do we already have some attendees?
Yeah, we already people have signed up quickly. So yeah.
And I don't know if we have a limit. But
we do have a limit.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know what that limit is. Let me put it that way.
I do know what that limit is. Okay. We have plenty of room so far, but it's early on. It's early on. Good. So if everybody attends, it's going to be a very big Bling Fest. So, and we know Becky always spoils us, and it's a great time. So
nobody does it better than Becky.
And, you know, it's just nice walking behind the special event people with the red glowing stick. You just feel like, wow, this is fun.
And there's always, you never know what could happen after the dessert party.
All right. So, Mike, I came up with the idea for today's show. So are you ready to pass the reins over to me?
Hold on. Here you go.
Is this what the new the new recording studio has, these special effects?
Special effects.
Okay. Okay, so this is vacation time. A lot of our friends are going to Walt Disney World or Disneyland or another Disney resort. And what I was thinking is, I know that a lot of people like to run when they're on vacation in Walt Disney World. It's something that you and I have both done. And I thought we would kind of have a show to talk about the logistics of doing that, whether or not you should run when you're at Walt Disney World. And I'm not talking about going for a race. I'm talking about, you know, on your vacation, you're with your family, they may or may not be runners, what that might look like, what you might want to pack if you decide to do it, and where are some of our places to run when we're on vacation at Walt Disney World. Mm-hmm. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so the first thing I want to ask is, do you think people should run when they're on vacation? I mean, you go down for races, you train. What are the reasons that you might want to run while you're at Walt Disney World?
I think that for the serious runner, I think that the serious runner wants to stay a little bit in shape. I think that most people who are constantly training don't want to lose any of their training, and they probably would get stressed out if they can't get at least one or two runs in. So I think everybody should. I also think that when you go down to Walt Disney World, what do people like to do besides ride the attractions? They love to eat. So
good point.
You want to offset any potential calorie overdoses you may encounter by getting a workout and doing a run. So I think those two reasons alone is it. And I also think maybe let's add one more. It's kind of cool to run to Walt Disney
World. Yeah, you know, I was going to mention that because I know that you have encouraged me to run because of some of the runs that you've run down there. You've said, oh, I ran over here and I saw this, and I ran over here and I saw that.
Pretty much I've run every single area. So, I mean, I know which places I like and which places I don't like.
Okay, so, you know, you might be tempted to blow off your training while you're at Walt Disney World or Disneyland, but, you know, and sometimes I think, well, I'm going to walk 10 miles while I'm down there. You know, why should I bother running? But I like to do it because it's a nice way to keep up with your training and also kind of jumpstart your day. And I know that some of the places that I've run, it's kind of a different world and a different feel when you're running around early in the morning if you decide to run at that time. You know, it's kind of the resorts are waking up and it's kind of nice and quiet. You know, if you run early enough, there aren't that many people.
Walt Disney World is very much like Vegas. The only people who sleep are the guests. There are things going on 24/7, and I can tell you that I've run sometimes early in the morning, and I've run from one occasion I ran from Wilderness Lodge to the back of the Magic Kingdom, and it was like at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and it was traffic all over the place. So.
I've had a different experience. Well, you're saying kind of the opposite of me.
Yeah,
I'm saying it's quieter.
Well, it depends upon where you run.
Right.
Depends upon where you run.
Okay. So now we've been talking about Disney World, running at Disneyland. Would you want to do that?
You know, Disneyland is very much
you'd be probably running more on the streets.
Yeah, it's really hard to, I mean, that would be a case where you'd really have to run early, early in the morning. And even then, you have to have your head on a swivel because of the traffic. You don't necessarily need that in Walt Disney World because they're running paths. But I'm not aware of any running paths.
Right, like if we think of the hotels, Disneyland. It's not easy to run around the Disneyland Hotel because there are a lot of little paths going here and there. And same thing with the Grand Californian or the other hotel. What's the other hotel called? I can't believe I forgot. Paradise Pier.
Paradise Pier.
So, yeah, I mean, there are some streets around there where they run the races. And they're very straight,
Disney,
but, like, the resort itself. Downtown Disney even can be a little windy.
Yeah, so it's really difficult out there.
All right, so you've decided that you would like to run while you're on vacation. The first thing I want to think about is what are you going to pack and what are you going to leave at home? Because this isn't, you're not going to be doing a race. You're going out maybe for 1, 2, 3 shorter runs, maybe. What would you pack to bring with you for one of these runs?
Well, again, it depends upon how often you're going to run. It depends upon how long your vacation is going to be. I would not recommend running every day. I'd recommend maybe running every other day or every 2 days for a 5-day vacation. Maybe 3 days would be the max. Now, you could get by with one pair of running outfit and washing it right after you run, or you can go with maybe two. I'll bring like two pairs of running shorts and two running shirts and see what happens with that. But it depends upon how long your stay is, and I bring one pair of running shoes. I mean, I walk around the parks in an old pair of running shoes, so that's not a big deal. Two pairs of running socks. So basically, it's two of everything, with the exception of the shoes.
So when I'm doing shorter runs like that, I don't wear my running shoes that I would wear on a long run. I would just do what you say, like run in an older pair of shoes, because to me that would take up more luggage. So I wouldn't, like, I have shoes that are on rotation. I have shoes that I'm running in right now, and then older ones that I use to walk around the mall or something like that. So I would bring an older pair and not necessarily pack a whole nother pair of running shoes. Another thing I would leave at home is I would really leave my water belt at home, because it takes a lot of room up. And when I'm planning a run at Walt Disney World, I just loop back to where I can get some water. Find where there's are there water bubblers? I don't know, but I've just always kind of loop back to where I can get some water or run into a bathroom if I need to get something to drink. But I wouldn't bring my running belt. One thing I do like to bring, though, is my GPS watch. And the reason I like to do that is because if I've run at an interesting place at a resort, I like to see where I ran. I like to look at the map and see where I actually ran. So that's something that I do bring when I do those runs. Anything else that you can think of?
I bring my shuffle, my Nano shuffle, to listen to Disney music while I run. I bring my watch, but I don't bring my belt. The thing is that when I'm running down in Walt Disney World, not a race, I'm not training. I'm just trying to keep,
level of fitness.
Keep a certain level of fitness and just run to enjoy it. I mean, most of the runs that I've done down there are kind of fun runs, and I just want to check all the stuff. And like one morning I ran real, real early to Disney's Hollywood Studios to see if the Osborne lights were on, and they were. But I didn't run fast that day. I just wanted to relax. So yeah, I bring my music too. I'm with you. I don't want to bring my belt.
Right. Okay. So, the next thing you kind of alluded to it is, when would you want to run? So your family's getting up for a rope drop and they want to be out the door at 8 o'clock or even earlier. Would you get up super early? I know that you have gotten up super early, to go out and run. What time do you get up?
I have run as early as 4 o'clock in the morning down there, and I don't think you should run every day. I think that what you may want to do is on those days, mornings that you're going to run, I think that you should make arrangements with your family and say, I'm going to run tomorrow morning. I don't know when I'll be done. I will try to be done as soon as possible, but please, if you want to be at the park for rope drop, Go without me, and I'll meet you afterwards. Don't add any stress to your vacation. As far as when you should...
What so you'd time, send them on the bus, and you'd take your car?
Yep. Well...
Okay.
So here's the thing, Michelle. Depending upon what time of the year you're there, obviously, when it's this time of year, any time from, I would say, 1st of April till the 1st of November, you want to run before the sun gets up. It's really, really warm in Florida, obviously. So you may want to get out there as early as possible, definitely before sunrise. And because Orlando is on the western part of the Eastern time zone, the sun doesn't come up too early, so you're okay. As you get into the November, December, January, February, March months, it's not as warm, not as humid, so you could probably start off later. Again, all this depends upon whether or not you want to make rope drop with your family and how long of a run you're going to do. I don't see people running more than an hour.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever run in the afternoon or the evening? I mean, it's tough in the evening after a long day of walking around the park, so I don't think I would either.
No, and even on the days that you run, I got to think very seriously about, you know, what are my plans for that day? Am I going to be in Epcot that day? Maybe I don't want to run.
Right.
If I'm going to be
and
in
how long you're going to be walking around.
Exactly. So there's so many factors that come into deciding when and how long and how often you run when you're down there on vacation.
So even though I think pretty much every time I've run on vacation, I've run outside to take advantage of the beautiful scenery. I know that there are lots of health clubs. There are great health clubs, too, that you could actually run on a treadmill if you wanted to. And we know a buddy of ours, Mary Newell, always takes advantage of those.
Yep.
Can you think of any nice health clubs? I know one in particular that you told me about, but I know there's a really nice one at the Yacht and Beach Club at Saratoga Springs. Do you remember the one that you toured a while ago? You were telling me how great it was.
I love the one at Kidani Village. It's like the gym there is like in the round, and it just struck me as being very, very, very well put together. I believe all the gyms use the same type of equipment, so it's not the equipment that did it for me. It's just the way that everything was set up, I really liked it. But it's a very rare occasion for me to use a gym.
Yeah.
I don't want to
Well, you don't use a gym at home either.
I don't want to be indoors when I'm down in Florida.
Right.
You know?
You very rarely go to a gym anyway. You don't like to go to a gym.
Recently, anyway.
Yeah. No, I mean, you prefer outside. I'm not saying that you're skipping the gym.
Yeah.
You know, it would be a nice thing for our listeners to tell us what are the best places, indoor workout places at any of the resorts, Disney World, Disneyland. I'd like to hear that. So you could run, and those are, you know, very well air conditioned. You could run or work out in the middle of the day if you use those. All right, Mike, so now I'm going to put you on the spot. And I think what I'd like to do is to get our top three places that you like to run at Walt Disney World. We're going to skip Disneyland for the time being because I think you would have to run out on the street there.
Okay.
So, you ready?
Yep.
Are you thinking?
Yep.
Starting with number three, what is your third favorite place? And we'll take turns.
Number three would be... Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Number three would probably be... and I've done this running the Polynesian... around the Polynesian to the Grand Floridian, back to the Polynesian to the Ticket and Transportation Center.
Wow.
That's number three.
Okay. All right. So now I'm going to have to think of my number three. My number three would be, you know, I have not run where you ran, but I have run, although it's a kind of a short course, between Bay Lake Towers and over in front of the... We ran one time with Dave Lawrence, as a matter of fact. Where did we run? In front of the Magic Kingdom, and then down as far as you can go towards the Grand Floridian.
And then back.
Yeah, I really like that. That was a good one. Okay, if I think of another one, I don't know if that's my perfect... My top two are just really settled in the top two. So, all right, what's your number two?
Number two is a tie between two areas. The first one is the boardwalk area running to Disney Hollywood Studios and back. That is a, I love that. It's really enjoyable. It's something that you run around Stormalong Bay, and you can vary it a lot, and then you run to the studios and you run back, and I think it's about a 3 mile round trip.
I didn't know we were doing ties. Okay,
no,
go
that,
ahead.
No, that was a tie, and it's tied with the running the along the Sasagula River with Port Orleans and Riverside. It's just I really can't see which of the two I enjoy the. So they it's a tie, unfortunately.
Okay. So I'm going to say my number two is, I don't get to stay there very often, but the Pop Century run, all the places that you can run around Pop Century, mm-hmm. including over the, what do you call that bridge? Generation Gap Bridge. That's a really nice run.
Hourglass Lake.
Yeah, that's a fun run too. And then I'll have a tie for my top.
Okay.
Okay, what's your top?
This is going to surprise a lot of people, but I happen to be down Walt Disney World for, I believe this was the One More Disney Day. Mike Newell and I were
so
down
you
there.
ran and then did a 24-hour park day?
Well, I think it was during that time.
Okay.
So I stayed at All Star Sports, and I ran around the rim. I call it the rim of All Star Resort. It was absolutely one of the best runs I've ever had down there.
Why?
It was because I didn't have to fool around with turning here and there. Mm-hmm. It was one huge loop. It's very, very evenly
so like
paved.
Out in the parking lot?
No, it was on the sidewalk.
Of the resort. The
mm-hmm. You know, a little bit in the parking lots here and there, but it was, what was nice about it was that when, and I think I ran for about an hour and a half, it was so nice, I didn't have to worry about traffic that much. It was just, I mean, people weren't there in my way. Remember one time we ran at Coronado Springs? There were people we had to dodge.
That's a fun run, too.
But Coronado. That was a fun run. We did that one very fast, but... But it was just really amazing. You talk about All-Star, it's a value. It's probably one of the least expensive resorts, but I'll tell you, one of the best places to run.
All right, so my top places to run actually echo your first two. I think running at Port Orleans is fantastic. Starting off at French Quarter, running all by the Sasagula River, you can run over bridges, you can run, you know, both sides of the river down to Port Orleans Riverside, especially if you're running early in the morning. It's I like to run in the humidity. It's humid, but there aren't a lot of people. If you get around breakfast time, then you have families walking to breakfast, and it's a little harder. But I love that. And I don't think there are too many turns on. I mean, you can go over bridges and things like that, but it's not... There's some hills too, and I think the total loop for that is about, we actually have it on our Mickey Miles podcast page, we have the resort pages, I want to say it's maybe a little over 2 miles.
I think you're right.
Yeah, so that's one. But my other top one is Beach Club, the one that you mentioned. So mm-hmm. I love going around, starting at Beach Club, running around in front of Boardwalk, running all the way down to Hollywood Studios and back, and then you can run over the bridge to where the Swan and Dolphin are, and then around back to Beach Club. And I just think that is probably, for me, one of the most perfect runs, and you can end up at the bakery if you want to. And you get to run on the boardwalk, the wood on the boardwalk, so you have different pavements. There's a few little hills there. I think it's fantastic. So that's my favorite run. But we want to encourage people to go to the Mickey Miles podcast website. We actually have maps that Eve and Phil Vanderpool put together of the resorts. And we would love to hear what your favorite places to run at Walt Disney World and Walt Disneyland, in Disneyland are. And what are your strategies for running when you're on vacation? So what do you think, Mike? You going to run the next time we go? You're going soon.
I am?
Yes.
I am. I'm not sure if I am crazy about running at the resort that I'll be staying at, but there are also things that you can do. I've driven to a certain part of Walt Disney World and run a certain course, and who knows, maybe I'll do that.
Another one of my favorite places, and this is not a theme park, but Disney's Vero Beach, where I'll be later on this summer. has fabulous running trail, and I can't wait to run and then go jump in the water in the ocean.
Now, so. One thing about the Vero Beach, mm-hmm. where you cross the road mm-hmm. and you run, that is definitely one of those courses where you really need to be, you need to be thinking about doing that early in the morning before it gets hot.
And you get to see little crabs along the
and
way.
And you watch out for things.
Yeah. That's fun, though. All right, so Mike, thank you for sharing your expertise on running on vacation.
Michelle, thank you for this idea. Very good idea.
All right, over to you.
So, for Michelle Scriven-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.